No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this fourth day of May, 2021. Hope your Tuesday's going well, and thanks so much for joining us. Now, if you were with us yesterday at about this time in our broadcast, you may have heard me mention what Texans consider to be the most important issue for Texas lawmakers to be considering right now, according to a new University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. Despite the fact that it is the province of federal lawmakers, not the state, more people cited immigration and border security in this survey than any other issue, including issues ranked second, third, and fourth combined. But that is far from the only surprise in this poll. Witness the story this morning at the top of the Texas Tribune website. Now, while longtime politics watchers may assume that in Texas few Democrats can hold their own in a popularity contest with either the Republican governor or Texas's two Republican senators, survey says something else entirely. And there is much more to be gleaned from this survey. Here to help us make sense of the numbers, Jim Henson. He is the director of the Texas Politics Project, essentially leads the team that develops and conducts this poll. Jim, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Great to be here, David.
You polled on a lot of current issues, but let's begin with these popularity numbers on President Biden since these have just been published. As many listeners remember, Donald Trump won the state's popular vote a few months back, which makes President Biden's showing in this survey somewhat surprising, I suppose. Tell us what you asked here and what you found.
Well, what we found is that President Biden is holding his own in the state, but not doing, particularly, well. Texans are evenly divided, and they're divided among party lines. And so, I think we're not amazingly surprised by that. But if you begin to drill down, his numbers are better in his handling, particularly the coronavirus, but then gets much lower marks among immigration and border security. This is driven, obviously, in part by the crisis on the border right now. But also, I think the salience and the character of attitudes towards immigration and border security, which are much more restrictive than we've seen from the Biden administration.
I want to talk about, though, this top line here, which Ross Ramsey of the Trib picks up on. And he says, it appears President Biden is as popular in Texas as the governor or either of the state's U.S. senators. Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you have to really drill down into those numbers. The numbers all, several of them look similar, as Ross suggests, but the approval comes from different corners. And it's really a function of how closely divided the state is and how polarized we are. So the numbers are similar for Joe Biden and for Greg Abbott, but they are mirror images of each other when you drill down. Republicans, generally approve of the job that Greg Abbott is doing. Democrats generally approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing. But there's very little overlap in those assessments. There's something of a mirage there in terms of the similarities. It's really a function of just how starkly different partisans in the state see the world and see their political leaders.
What about sentiment when it comes to Congress as a whole? How do Texans rank their own representation there?
Well, Congress is perpetually in the doghouse in Texas, and we're not seeing much difference, again here. There have been times when the job rating of Congress has barely broken double digits. They're doing a little bit better than that now. Since they're in the teens. But Congress really can't buy a break among Texans. And frankly, that's not that different than much of the rest of the country.
But John Cornyn and Ted Cruz tend to fare better compared to Congress as a whole, I understand it.
Yeah, when you put a person in that position, you get more personal reactions. And so, Ted Cruz continues to be very popular among Republicans. Very unpopular among Democrats, and so continues to stay roughly in the range that he's been in for the last couple of years. John mm-hmm. Cornyn is always a curious case. He's, if you look at him on paper and you look at his career, very well established, and if you are a Republican, a very effective presence in Washington, D.C., yet always gets mediocre ratings, I think in part because he is associated with Washington, D.C., and is less inspiring to some degree to the ideological voters that are so active and make up a growing part of the Republican Party.
Let's shift gears a bit and focus on the current legislative session. We're in the final month of the 87th. This is an historic year for state lawmakers, to say the least, what with the first global pandemic in 100 years and deadly winter storm that exposed massive failures in the state's electrical grid. With all this going on, one would assume Texans are paying pretty close attention to what's happening under the Pink Dome. You're laughing.
I am. Well, I feel like you're playing straight man here, David. Only 10% say they're paying attention extremely closely to the Texas legislature. You know, overall, if you want to be a little more generous, about half say they're paying some attention or paying attention extremely closely, but half say they're not paying attention very closely or at all. So this doesn't stop people from having attitudes about the issues. But they're not watching the legislature very closely.
Well, when it comes to those attitudes, do you see any consistent threads? So what I mentioned yesterday and again today that they think, according to this survey, that immigration and border security that's the biggest issue for Texas legislators to wrestle with. Of course, that is a federal issue and not generally a state issue. What are the other issues that come top of mind to those respondents?
Well, it depends, where you stand. If you're a Democrat, you're still very interested in COVID-19 and the legislative response to the pandemic. But you're right to emphasize immigration and border security, which, you know, interestingly, again, as you say, are federal issues, but consistently get cited as the most important problems facing the state by half or more of Republican respondents. And there's just not much more that they can do. Now, you know, if we look at other attitudes, Texans have opinions about some of these issues that we're hearing a lot about from the legislature, guns in particular, the energy blackouts, et cetera. But when you just ask them off the top of their head, what are they interested in? A lot of these issues don't actually come up.
Well, when it comes to the blackouts, which caused a lot of anger, grief, and suffering, one would imagine that people would have a lot to say about what the legislature is doing or should be doing. What did you hear from respondents?
Well, we gave people a range of choices that they could assess that was drawn from the proposals that, you know, many of which are floating through around the legislature right now. And on one hand, you know, there's a lot of support. The item that gets the top approval among these proposals are pushing better weatherization, which Texans have heard about and I think is intuitive and makes sense in an otherwise very complicated set of issues. On a less policy-driven front, there's also majority support for requiring ERCOT board members to be from Texas. I find that a little less policy-driven and more about some other kind of attachment or predisposition towards Texas autonomy. But on the other hand, you know, only 17% said that they thought that they were either very or extremely confident that this legislature would be effective in preventing future problems. So even though the legislature seems to be moving in at least some directions that people seem to approve of, there's not a lot of high expectations that they'll actually address the problem effectively.
People try to figure out just what these numbers tell us about the state of state politics, in a sense, right? I mean, if you were to stand back and say, okay, are people frustrated? Are they angry? How would you fill in the blank, especially as we approach a big election year in 2022, what with the governor up for re-election?
Yeah, that's a good question, David. I mean, I think people are two things right now. One is, as we saw with this read of the state response to the blackout, which has been, you know, the biggest story at the state level, they're skeptical the government is going to be effective. I think the other thing that you really see in this is the continuing divisions and just how differently different partisans see the world. Very few points of common consensus.
There's a whole lot more where these numbers come from, and we'll link to it over at texasstandard.org. Jim Henson is director of the Texas Politics Project. Jim, thanks as always.
Happy to be here, David. Thanks for having me.